God sets apart each one of us for worship. He sets apart space and time as well for worship for him. And we see this in a number of ways in the commandments that are enumerated and also in the gospel that's given to us today, right? We're set apart to worship God from the very beginning. You know, even when we're baptized as a baby, if we're baptized as a baby, we get chrism oil slathered on our head, this oil that is mixed with balsam. That oil is the oil used to anoint the hands of a priest or the top of an altar or the walls of a church, setting those things apart for worship of God, for this closeness with the divine mysteries. And so as a baby, we receive that on the top of our head to set us apart for worship for God. We also receive this at confirmation, same type of understanding, that same oil put on our head. We're being set apart. But he does this with space and time as well. You see it, let's look at space first. We can see this with the temple area, right? The temple is a place set apart as the dwelling place of God among us. And Jesus has this zeal stir up within him as he sees that the Jews have taken part of the temple and turned it into a marketplace. Sometimes we can sit and think maybe they were cheating people with some of the offerings they were offering, that they were required to offer in the temple for all these high feasts, for the Feast of Passover, because it's hard to bring your own animals down from all over Galilee and from all over to the temple, because it needs to be a clean animal with no broken bones. You've got to arrive there. And so there's this necessary transaction that's happening there outside at the temple. But Jesus is filled with anger, righteous anger, because it's within the temple that this is happening. And it seems to be happening probably in the court of the Gentiles, right? So there's three parts to the temple. Court of the Gentiles is the only place where the Gentiles can pray. They cannot go past a barrier. Otherwise, it says, if you pass this barrier, you will be killed, right? Then the Jews have their place, and then there's the inner court and the Holy of Holies. So the only place where the Gentiles can pray, court of the Gentiles, is where these transactions are being taken place. Now, would it be easy if you want to pray? Where do you go? Do you go to the marketplace to pray? It's impossible to pray in a marketplace, right? All the different animals and the transaction, the things that are happening, right? So they've taken away this place, set apart for worship for God, for the Gentiles, because God also is inviting them into a relationship with himself. So this stirs up the zeal in the Lord, and so he makes this whip and drives them out. You're making my Father's house a marketplace, and it needs to be a house of prayer. It's set apart for worship. Even though they were doing something that was necessary, but they're doing it in the wrong place, because that particular place is set apart for God, right? There's also with time he does this. You can look at that with regard to the Sabbath rest, right? God sets apart a particular day for us so that that entire day we rest from the labors of the world, we come before him, we spend time worshiping him here and praying and spending time with our family, resting in the Sabbath rest. It's a foretaste of what awaits us for eternity. The eternal rest that he wishes to grant us. We'll be able to worship God for all eternity, to enjoy communion with him and with our loved ones, with the communion of saints. He sets apart space and time for worship of him, the triune God. We can apply this a couple ways for ourselves. First, with regards to space. Then I want to look at it in terms of prayer. First, with regards to space, there's a temptation for us within these walls. After Mass, this is both after a daily Mass or after a Sunday Mass, to continue our conversation within the church. Okay, I'm glad that you are happy to see each other when you're here. And I hope you spend time speaking to one another when you come to Mass. But these walls are set apart for intimate communion with God, for that intimate conversation with God. And so we don't want our conversations of the world to be going on within this sacred space, right? We've got a beautiful narthex for that, or beautiful parish life center. It's a challenge I'd like to place forward for each one of us, because it's easy to start talking, but there's plenty of people after Mass when Christ is still within each one of us that want to remain in that silence with the Lord. And so, following the example of the Lord, let's keep this place sacred, set apart for Him, where we can commune with Him here, and then beyond those walls, by all means, please commune with one another as well. But keep this place set apart for worship for God, intimacy with Him. Then I want to look also here in terms of our prayer, right? Because every day we want to be praying. Every day we want contact with Jesus. Because the normal thing that happens when someone's in contact with Jesus is transformation. That's the normal thing. We look at all the stories in the gospel. We look at how Christ is working in people's lives, even to this day. When we have habitual contact with God Himself, our lives change. The lives of those around us change as well. Right? And so it's necessary for us. It's like oxygen to our lungs to be praying every day, to be in contact with Jesus. But that can be hard. And two of the main things we need to do then is realize God has sanctified space and time. So when I'm praying, do I have a particular place set apart for Him? And do I have a particular time set apart for Him? Right? First with the place. Yes, if we can make it to the chapel, wonderful. But it's going to be hard for most of us to make it every day to the chapel. And so is there a place in our homes that's set apart simply for communion with God? A little shrine area with a little seat, maybe my coffee stand next to it, whatever it might be, where I can go and I know if I'm in that place and my family knows if I'm in that place, this is time for conversation with God. Set apart a particular place for Him that I can go to every day. And it puts me in this mindset. Oh, yes, I'm in this particular spot. It's time for me to speak heart to heart with the one who loves me most. Then also time, right? To set apart specific time for Him. Because most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, if someone wants to become habitual in their prayer life, a necessary component is praying at the same time every day. Most people who don't put that forward probably won't keep the consistency. We're people and creatures of habit. We can sanctify a particular time each day for the Lord, where it's, I know at this time I'm going to be speaking with Him. You can even put that in your calendar, right? Just schedule it. And someone says, what are you doing? Oh, I've got a meeting with a friend. That's all you have to say. And that's true. You have a meeting with your best friend, Christ Himself, even if it's just 10 minutes. But to set apart space and time for Him in those little ways, but then also in these big ways, in particular that Sabbath rest. It's so easy for us to slide into doing things on the Sabbath or putting other things in front of Him on the Sabbath. I'm guilty of it myself. I remember as a teenager loving the Minnesota Vikings, but boy, we'd watch 8 hours of football every Sunday during football season. We gave Him 2 hours, gave Jesus 2 hours, but the NFL got 8, right? Uh-oh, that's a problem, right? So I remember getting to a point thinking, all right, Lord, I'm going to give You at least as much time as I give football on Sundays. And that was really hard because I couldn't do too much more than 2 hours for Him. And so that meant just the second half of a losing Vikings team. But it was so worth it at the end of the day to be able to give Him everything, to give Him the most, to set apart time each day, each week for Him, to set apart specific places for Him, and to guard those with a certain zealous heart, certain jealousy for the Lord, because contact with Jesus transforms us. So let us draw near to our Lord here present in the Holy Eucharist and give ourselves once again to Him, consecrating ourselves once again to Him, and looking in those ways we can set apart a little bit of space in our lives, a little bit of time in our lives, just for worship of the triune God.